Good evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency whenever I'm speaking, whenever I'm on air, I am so grateful for you, so thankful for your consistency, and I am consistently asking, knocking, seeking, and praying to stand in a place and space where you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation, and support in consciously caring to do everything that is truly in your own best interest in walking in the fullness of all that you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. For that is where we are now in terms of our coming to that place and space where we realize that those of us who are living now have duty, obligation, and responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to that which is duty, obligation, and the ability to respond to that which is needed, which is our realignment, our reattunement, our reorientation, and our clearing and cleansing and purification so that we are made whole, that we are literally healing ourselves, our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our emotional bodies, our spirits. Because there is no true way to glorify and honor that which we refer to as God in sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, starvation, any of it. And we have so much power that is available to us now because there is so much available to us now that we really have no excuse as to why we will not reach for that which allows us to rise completely up, reach for that which is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, consciously caring to be corrected so that we are able to truly be respected as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence and to dwell in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its absolute and supreme presence. As men, the progenitor of lineages, and as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, that duty, obligation, and responsibility is always to exalt life. Purpose in being is to be purposed in the exaltation of life, the conscious care and commitment and consistent effort in self-actualizing, self-realizing, and being harmonized in the will of existence by internalizing and harmonizing with that which is the laws of existence that secure our destiny, that give us the assurance and assurance that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence, that we will not be vulnerable to the attacks and to the plotting and the planning and the agendas of those who do not have anybody's best interest at heart, that we are in a place and space to have an understanding and an understanding as to who and what God is, who and how we are to be as these points of the presence of that which we refer to as God, which is absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which maintains and sustains all of our lives, whether we are realizing it or not. We have been socialized to feel as though it's the food that we have to have, it's the money that we have to have, it's the jobs that we have to have, and none of those are a necessity for that which is life itself, because life is our gift, and none of the things that we are applying ourselves to on a daily basis, consistently over time, through decades and lifetimes, none of it is greater than the gift of life itself. So where we are now is to really have a reality check in terms of what it is we're living for and why it is we are on the planet, because our socialization has not properly prepared us for having that understanding and that understanding with who we are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that our progression is in our accepting our divinity. Our progression is in our consciously caring to be righted after following that wrong path of sinfulness and adulteration. Our duty and obligation is to exalt a full life's urge to rejoice in the blessedness of our being, consciously caring to be blessings, consciously caring to be an enhancement, an enrichment, to be a facilitator of a greater good wherever we are, to create harmony, to really be in a place where we are celebrating the oneness of existence and the brotherhood and sisterhood of all of the nations and races of people. There is that which is light. There is that which harmonizes us. And it is the truth that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And we should be in that place and space where we know what to do as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages. But we have been socialized to feel as though we have the right to be wrong. We have the right to be sinful. We have the right to apply ourselves towards killing ourselves by feeding consistently daily off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame laden, Equal, MSG, Splenda, white sugar, refined white processed bleach stuff, and all of this garbage that has created the blockage and obstruction, that has created a defiled bloodstream, that which is the evidence of the true temples of God having been overrun by that which is the tools of the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, that which allows us to be in a state of misalignment with that which is our truth, that which is our integrity, that which is our destiny, that which constitutes our security and our stability. But when we have been sown in vice, when we have been supported in choosing that which undermines us at the cellular level, when we are co-conspirating and complacent with our own cellular oppression by feeding off of all of this stuff that our bodies, being designed by the intelligence of existence, does not recognize as food and cannot do anything with it. So our bodies are being completely overrun with the waste products of our trying to ingest, digest, and metabolize that which it cannot use. And so all of the obesity and all of this excess waste is what really is causing the acidity, that is causing the poisoning of our bloodstreams, that really is a burden upon us, because it distorts our functioning. It distorts our capacity for thinking. We are not thinking correctly or rightly. We are in delusion and illusion to think that killing ourselves is having fun. We are in delusion and illusion in thinking that we can literally work off the and to the detriment of other ones and truly prosper. We are functioning in the delusion and the illusion that these ones over here are true government, and they are not even governing themselves properly, so that you and I, who have a direct line of light to that which is absolute law and absolute light and absolute wisdom and absolute truth, we really have no duty, obligation, or responsibility to be following those who have misled humanity, those who are really being phased out as a result of their being failure of the governments and the religious systems and the educational systems and whatnot, failing to cultivate the hearts and the minds and the souls of those that they have taken responsibility to give a orientation to life. They have misled the people. You understand? And so being successful in oppressing people is no success at all. Being successful in creating sickness, illness, and disease is no success at all. Being successful at being liars and murderers and warmongers and capitalizers and bastardizers and usurpers is no success at all. Being in a place and space where you are consciously caring to exalt a full life's urge and you are completely, intensely, intentionally committed to being completely cleared of the violations and the trespasses, the anger and the frustration and all of those things that undermine you in the sense that you are holding all of this negativity within the very fibers of your being, and it, in addition to all of the artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of the chemicals and the residues and mucus and the toxicity and the acidity, all of that is creating sickness, illness, and disease. And we are not here to facilitate death. We are not here to facilitate sickness, illness, and disease, and to have that as the number one profit-making objective of a capitalistic system. You understand? There is no success in capitalism when you're capitalizing off of the ignorance or the sublimation or the cellular oppression and the misuse and abuse of people. No success at all. And yes, we've got nice buildings and we've got nice things, and but there's everything isn't as it appears to be. All of that which is seemingly nice and clean and neat and all of that, while the filth and the stench of the filth is actually flooding the bloodstreams of the people. And it's reflected in the pollution of the waterways and the desertification and all of the things that are happening upon the earth that threatens the entire population of the earth. We're in a now moment that requires us to grow up, to put ourselves in a place and space where it matters that we are truly maturing, that we are stepping completely off the path of adulteration, that we are no longer caring to be out of alignment. We want to live and we want to thrive and we want to be a glory unto life itself and to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent, that we want to be in a place where we are working towards the collective good and the global upliftment and resurrection of humanity. We must come to a point and place where we realize that there is a right way to live, a right way to live that literally ensures our joy, our happiness, our delight, our richness, our wealth, our prosperity for posterity. We are in a now moment that requires us to remember that we were given absolute law, and that the full fulfillment of the absolute law is real love. And love is the harmony of truth. So that wherever we are and wherever we go, we are always in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody, regardless of what their orientation is in terms of what part of the planet they touch down on, regardless of what they wear, regardless of how they look, regardless of what books they read and what scriptures they know and what doctrines they follow and what teachers they've had. And you understand, we who are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence have duty, obligation, and responsibility to realign and reorient ourselves so that we are truly literally functioning as absolute and supreme intelligences, and to be supremely intelligent in all of how we live our lives, and to know that there is no benefit that we have when we are in degrees of adulteration and we are dealing with what they refer to as deviant behavior, and we are doing that which brings pain and shame and guilt and blame and all of these things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness, that we are following that which separates us from the integrity of who we really are, and the divisiveness that is propagated and perpetuated by allowing us to be divided within the very cells of our being. because of what it is we're choosing to be feeding from, that we're in a now moment that requires us to really remember how important it is for us to be in that place and space of mindfulness, of being true to who it is we really are, to our being in a place and space where, as men and as women, we are walking in our own authenticity, in the integrity of who we are. And our lives are exemplary for those who follow, for those who watch us, our children and our grandchildren, our siblings, and to be in a place where we are able to build and to grow from that which already has been accomplished by previous generations. We should not have to reinvent the wheel here. But we should be in a place where we have really acknowledged the gifts that we have been given by virtue of the lives of those who've come before us. And to realize that the progression of life and the progression of humanity in the will of existence is for each generation to become more aligned with the will of the Creator, the intelligence of existence always expanding ever more, harmonizing all of itself with all of itself, that at some point, the only thing, and the point literally is now, that there is nothing guaranteed success upon the planet except for the resurrection of humanity, the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, being in that place and space where it truly matters to us that we are properly aligned, that we care to be successful. And the success is not just by virtue of our having been successful at achieving whatever goals we had, but that we were truly successful in walking in the integrity of our own divinity, that we were truly successful in becoming highly ethical and highly moral and being in a place where we are able to rejoice in the blessedness of life without the degradation, the inebriation, the intoxication, the immoral and unethical and all of the things that put us in place and space where we are truly out of alignment, out of order, and out of attunement with who we are and what our responsibility is. By the time we complete 7 cycles of 7 years at 49, we literally should have already been completely committed to living lawfully, lovingly, reverently, respectfully, dutifully, honorably. You understand that that is what allows us to truly progress so that we are truly maturing. But if we have not come to that point in place where after 7 cycles of 7 years at 49, that you have not, literally, you did not commit to lawful living, that you have not consciously decided or come to a point in place where you see the better way to live and to step into it, to be in a place and space where it matters to you that you are not facilitating and creating your tragic date with fate. But that's what happens when you have been doing the things that undermine yourselves consistently over decades, that you literally activate this death gene. And it becomes extremely difficult to reverse the issues that have crystallized in one's tissues when you do not have the commitment to living, and you feel entitled to be dying, and you feel entitled to be lawless, and you feel entitled to be sinful, and you feel entitled to eat the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and to smoke the tobacco and all of those things, and to be in a place where you are drinking and poisoning your bloodstream, which literally poisons your spirit. because your spirit is literally charged on your blood. It is the condition of the blood that lays foundation for the quality of the thought. And the quality of the thought is that which lays foundation for the quality of choice. And when you are consistently choosing that which undermines you, when you are consistently choosing that which facilitates degeneration, deficiency, degradation, deprivation, literally cellular starvation, then you literally are choosing death. We're in a now moment where it is necessary for us to have a right livelihood, a right thought, to realize that the government, even though the government licenses us and licenses others to be in a place where they can produce, manufacture, distribute, and advertise that which has no substance, that which has no minerals, nothing that the body needs, and it can be consumed much more than anything that our bodies really require. And it creates blockage and obstruction. Just because the government licenses and says that's good under a capitalistic system, let the buyer beware, the laissez-faire. You understand, this is a Luciferianism in the sense that those who are and have vied for selection and election to government, the ones who want to govern your mentality, the ones who want to censure your awareness of what's truly happening, the ones who have misled you, misfed you, and because it's become so popular, does not make it right. It does not give it the opportunity to truly be successful, except to create more of what it is perpetuating. So those who are the legislators and the perpetuators and the profiteers and the ones who are the manufacturers and the distributors and the advertisers and the consumers of that which creates sickness, illness, disease, and death, then understand that the karmic reward and consequence of that is more sickness, illness, disease, and death. So after a while, the death industries, the tobacco, alcohol, sugar, dairy, meat, chicken, and sea creature industries will soon cease to exist because all of those who love them so much will be dead. And those who care to live will be immersed in the reality of truth and light and love of self and harmony with others and the laws of existence, so that we who truly care to live would be conscientious enough, caring enough, aware enough, consistent in choosing life and doing that which is truly in our own best interest, so that we are not our own worst enemy. And that's what we have to come to. There are so many who are having the conversation and creating the lingo and the language of us being warred against and at war, but we're really not at war, but we literally are being warred against, but we are warring against ourselves because we are violating ourselves with the alcohol and the tobacco and the fish and the flesh and the sugar and the artificial colors and the artificial all of that to create an artificial people. They look human, but there's no humanity when you love killing. How could you be human when you rejoice in your right to be wrong? When you have no value and no respect for the order of existence and the laws of existence and the right of other ones to have their right to live. Those ones are not human. And those who have lost their humanity as a result of following
the path of adulteration can come to that point in place where you are able to step completely off that path. And how do you know you're truly on it? Because you're not happy. You don't know happiness. You don't know joy. You don't know the real peace and the real pleasure of life. You are steeped in pain and anger and frustration, inconsistency, contradiction, hypocrisy. You're in a place and space where inebriation and intoxication is something that you are readily experiencing all the time, that you are reaching for more and more tobacco and more cigarettes and more sodas and more of the stuff that really is creating sickness, illness, and disease. That is the path of adulteration. But you can choose life. Whatever you've done yesterday, you can choose a greater thought today, a greater activity today. You can be completely realigned in the light of the truth of all that you are by your caring to do that today. In this now moment, you are literally immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. It is that which beats your heart and that which breathes you. And as you are caring to really live the rest of your life, not die the rest of your life, but as you really care to live fully, to exalt a full life's urge, to create a legacy of virtue and integrity and high ethic and morality and the quality of character that is consistent with who and what you truly are as this point of the presence of that which we refer to as God. It's a choice, but it's duty. It's responsibility. It's obligation. It is the way back and forward to real living, real loving, real life. And you can continue to have the fullness of everything when you work towards the fullness of yourself. But where you do not care to be full in your love and your rejoicing, where you do not acknowledge the blessedness of the gift that you've been given as life, as breath, as heartbeat, as the spirit that dwells in that body which is already divine. If you do not care to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that you represent, those that you have come through, those who they've come through, those who've come through you, those that you didn't allow to come, those who have yet to come, then you will never have the fullness of the richness of life, the wealth of life. The wealth of life comes with our conscious commitment to cultivate and walk in the integrity of the wealth of ourselves. The rightness and the uprightness of it, the righteousness, the right use of all of that which we have been given. And to understand that this is the path of all of our healing. It is the path of our liberation, the path of our salvation and our deliverance from all of that which creates suffering, dis-ease, degradation. You can be completely free and completely cleared and completely realigned and restored, reoriented, completely healed, made whole, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. In the light of the truth that the all of the all that you truly are is this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. You will never have anything greater than who and what you already are.
I'm the one to encourage you and to remind you that it is quite all right to be right, to be corrected, to be righteous, to be self-governing, and to be supremely intelligent. As man, the progenitor of lineages, as wombed man, the perpetuator of lineages, and those who should be meeting a gloriously rising destiny to leave the planet as conscious immortals. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch with Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 6 a.m. until further notice. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for your consistency, your diligence. And for those of you who've the meeting of the inner circle is always intended to provide us with a little reminder of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart to be the ones that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to remind us that we're dwelling in the reality of its presence as all there is. And to know that our duty, obligation, and responsibility right now is to remember the divinity of our being, to be in a place where it truly matters to us to matter in this life, to not play ourselves so small where we just blend into oblivion and are soon forgotten. Because we never truly lived, we never truly gave of ourselves, we didn't develop the truth of ourselves, we worked ourselves to death and screwed ourselves to death, and we're a detriment to ourselves. We want to do everything that we possibly can to realize the greatness of the lineages that we represent and to have that greatness unfold in our lives, because duty, obligation, and responsibility in our now moment would have us consciously care to walk in the fullness of the all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. And to be supremely present, to be supremely intelligent, to really walk and live in service to life as life is always serving us, is the way that we have leverage over the planning, the plotting, the scheming, the agendas, the mission statements of those who are the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death who play themselves large. They have always intended to be global. And now we have the responsibility to do everything that we possibly can to not just save the world, but to save ourselves, to come to a point in place where we are able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and to understand that the food, or that which we have come to know as food, is the tool of oppression, and that the weapons of mass destruction are the refined white sugars and alcohol and tobacco and pharmaceuticals that so many ones are on as a result of having been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of this artificially colored, artificially flavored stuff that is creating all manners of havoc within our spirits, our minds, our emotions, our bodies, and the world. Our now moment requires us to really dig deep and reach high to no longer be negatively impacted and influenced by that which has been issued against us through the systems of miseducation and religious training and socialization and culture, which has become a death culture. And to realize that there is one real eye that truly sees, and that it sees through every eye, that the reverence and the respect and the regard and the appreciation and the gratitude and the thanksgiving for the blessedness in being is something that we should always be exalting. And what we see in terms of a world and a country in so much turmoil as a result of the hellaciousness of the lives of those who have not understood the duty, obligation, and responsibility to care, to respond correctly and directly in any now moment through the exaltation of a full life's urge, to come to a point and place where we are passionate about living. And there's so much that people are passionate about. But being passionate about living is what everybody would benefit from. Nobody would be undermined by it. There are those who are passionate about generating income by any means necessary. Other ones who are passionate about their games and their sports and their music and all of the different concerns and points of focus that we would have by virtue of what's in us. But to be passionate about our living would put us in a place where we would be more compassionate and caring for the lives of everything and everybody. And so our realizing the oneness of existence, and that the path of light and the path of life in truth is not different for everybody. The difference that we each are by virtue of our gifts, our talents, our abilities, that which has been gifted to us through our genetic inheritance, that's what constitutes the real differences between us in terms of whether we are more earth, air, fire, or water. But otherwise, we are all held in the very fabric of existence with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And we all are either male or female, the progenitor or the perpetuators of life. We are all here to exalt life. We are all here representing lineages of people. And we've all been negatively impacted and affected by a global initiative that intends to put us in a place where we are not able to be self-governing, that we are not able to really be in a direct line of light with the exalted realms, the spiritual realms that would allow us to be under their influences and guidance and protection and grace. And because our earth residency is school, it matters that we should be properly oriented as to what the purpose in existing upon the planet actually is, as opposed to everybody feeling entitled to have their own take on it, so that those ones who feel as though they're here to gain and conquer as many ones as possible, their lives and their lineages are going to impact and affect things a little differently than those who feel
duty, obligation, and responsibility to cultivate and develop themselves as the children of God. And so there are those ones who feel as though in order to really appreciate the light, you have to know the wickedness. And that's not necessarily the case, but those who know the wickedness and those who have been wicked and those who have been out of alignment and those who have been sick and those who've been ill and those who've been violators and victims, you understand, whatever our situations and circumstances, we should be able to really learn and grow from them to the degree to which we are in alignment and harmony with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the ways that would guarantee our success and continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. But if we have no care to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of existence and that which beats our hearts, then our lives will not really reflect the fullness of what we could have had, what we could have done, what we could have achieved, the progression of our soulful evolutionary development while we're on the planet. And so every day that we are present upon the planet is a day that we should rejoice in the blessedness of our being, that we should take some time and just breathe deep and put our feet on the earth and realize how divine life is. And to understand that because life and all of existence itself is absolutely divine, that all of the people and the planet and the plants and the creatures, everything is divine. And no one has been given license and authority by the intelligence of existence to desecrate, defile, bastardize, and usurp the divinity of existence and create hellaciousness for everybody living. That is the evidence of how much distortion and defilement that has taken place within the very spirits of the people, within the very bloodstreams of the people. And as we are getting clear about the methodology of oppression at the cellular level and knowing that the cells have to be cleared and cleansed to be liberated, and this is how we disconnect from the matrix. There are so many ones who are depending upon the intellectualization and all of the books and the metaphysics and this and that, but they will not take responsibility for changing the way that they feed. And when you consistently feel entitled to feed off of the flesh and the blood and the progeny and fetuses and body fluids of other beings, then you will miss yourself, your true self, your divine self, your light self, your most healthy and creative and dynamic self. And that's what the intention is in making sure that everybody feels entitled to feed off the degradation, the subjugation, the violation, the capitalization of other beings. And to think that this is really living when it is literally the path of death. And the perpetuation of the lie that everybody has to die from something, and people having taken that into their cells and their consciousness, is one of the most pervasive ills of our world and our society, to not realize the divinity of existence and to know that we are each made from the elements of existence itself. And where there are those who are touting the teachings of the saints and the prophets and the saviors, the doctrines and the scripts, the scriptures, but not having realized that the body is literally the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And that's what there is to attain. That is what we're here to accomplish. That is the truth that we should be seeking, that will give us leverage and allow us to walk in the greater degrees of integrity with the truth of ourselves, so that we're not succumbing in these bodies to all of the toxins and the poisons and the acidity and the worms and the organisms and the parasites and the mucus and all of that, which literally snuffs out the life force. The spirit is suffocating in these bodies when we should be light bearers and light beings. And our bloodstream should be charged with the mineralization and the alkalization that really facilitates consistent cellular regeneration, so that we are able to literally charge our blood with the thought of the truth, the realization of the divinity of our own being. And that realization, that thought, that gratitude, that frequency of leverage that is infused upon the waters of our cells helps to put us in a place and space where we are then open and receptive and responsive to the sublime emanations that are coming to us with the breezes and each and every breath, that we are able to perceive and receive the guidance from the exalted realms. We are able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards wholeness, towards the greater good on behalf of everything and everybody. But there are those who don't want to accept that there's a best way, a right way to truly live. And the right way of living is in the best interest of everything and everybody, including Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of her creatures. And to see how quickly time is moving, then it should matter to us that we are literally growing and progressing harmoniously with the will of existence and the laws that govern us. But to think that there's some leverage that we can have and some prosperity and richness and wealth that we can have being lawless is delusion. And it profits no one to subjugate and dominate and bastardize other ones, other nations, other races, other beings. And to know that this was the foundation of how this country was established. And to know that the earth hasn't forgotten and the laws are still in progression, so that the karmic debt from it is still to be experienced and is being experienced, whether we are making the connections or not. But where we who are the remnants of the indigenous ones who were already here, those who had already come before the settlers, before the Europeans came, and those of us who are the ascendants and descendants of those who were brought here in chains and those who came, we are all responsible and accountable for living in the light of the oneness of our, so that we are able to circumvent some of the devastation that is coming as a result of the murder and the slaughter of hundreds and of millions, billions of lives in every form imaginable that have succumbed to the expansion of distortion and dysfunction in the sickness of those who feel entitled to undermine, control, destroy, subjugate, bastardize, and perpetuate capitalism without a regard for absolute law. That is absolute love. That is the absolute light that lays foundation for our true growth, elevation, salvation, deliverance, liberation, and our resurrection. And so each of us has time to really deeply consider what it is that we want with the rest of our lives. And if we would be wise, we would care to truly walk a path of life in service and love and conscious unfoldment and self-actualizing and self-realizing and harmonizing ourselves with the truths of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are literally restored and reoriented, realigned and reattuned to the divinity of our being, so that we are being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are able to live in wholeness, in oneness. And that our gifts are able to really come forward fluidly
Because when it really comes down to what do you leave here with, you will only leave, if you leave, you will leave with the substance of your realizations, your revelations, your epiphanies, and how you allowed it all to make you whole, to really have imprinted your will and your love and your care, to walk in the fullness of the intelligence that you are as a conscious immortal. You take that with you. All of the things that you have bought and acquired and held on to and hoarded, you will not be able to take those things anywhere. The issue is that what you got you also. So you may as well be in a place and space where you realize the blessedness of your being as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme presence that will always be absolutely and supremely present, regardless of time, regardless of realm, regardless of situation, circumstances, regardless of what eon. There is no end to that which is beginningless and eternal. And we are all held within it and should be participating as points of it. But we can't get that kind of leverage, and we can't get that kind of insight, and we can't really activate our intuition and our gifts if we don't care to do it. And to think that, well, people can't really focus on that if they don't have food. And people can't really focus on a really spiritual path if they're starving. But at some point, you have to make everything work towards your greater good so that regardless of what you have or have not, you are wise enough to respect the reality that you have your life and you have breath and you have the opportunity to apply yourself wholeheartedly towards being whole. And sometimes not having that garbage that they call food is the best thing for you, so that your body will have an opportunity to cleanse from all of the toxicity that has come from it. We were told through fasting and prayer the desires of our heart will be granted unto us. But when a person's desires is nothing but more of the toxicity that has created the depletion of their life force, then those ones, they are going to have a tragic date with fate, because there's nothing that they could ever have that is greater than themselves. And when we are not wise enough to want the greatness of ourselves, when we are not wise enough to consciously care to exalt a full life's urge, when we are not wise enough to be caring and loving and sharing and upholding and forgiving and compassionate and merciful, when we are not wise enough to care to be wise, to care to be in a place where we are maturing graciously, when we are not wise enough to know that we represent lineages of people and those people have greatness in them that we have inherited, we're not wise enough to care to unfold and develop and cultivate ourselves, then understand we will get exactly what we've deserved and what we've earned as a result of what we've applied ourselves to. But the issue for us is realizing that while we are on the planet, we should be applying ourselves towards walking in the fullness of the intelligence of our being. As intelligent beings, as these living, loving, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme presence that ones and ones would refer to as God, but we are these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and if we were in harmony with it, if we were in tune to it, if we were really under its real care and guidance under the law or the Lord, then we would truly be the gods and goddesses in these temples, dwelling in this realm. Able to facilitate the fulfillment of the laws and bringing forth great blessings in the miracles, because we have been applying ourselves to understanding how to be lawful and how to work the laws and how to hold ourselves to the degree of responsibility and accountability, because we know that we are held by law. And it should not be something that we are
fighting and resisting. But under the kind of pandemic and epidemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, violation, incarceration, rape and molestation and pedophilia and all these other things, we should want to be in a place where we are walking in the fullness of ourselves so that we have the opportunity to bring a halt to the foolishness, to the madness, that we are not caught up in it, but we are able to provide the healing in it. But to realize that the healing can't happen if the cleansing doesn't happen. The healing can't happen as long as we continue to support a system that supports the demise of anything and everybody. We cannot facilitate the healing where we do not care to be corrected. We cannot really be healers if we don't have any regard for the laws that govern us and we just want to manipulate things. As opposed to really getting rid of the excess waste and to come to a point where we are being so refined and redefined in the light of the truth of the ones that we truly are. That every day we're gaining greater access to the infinity of possibilities and the abundance of all there is. As intelligence itself, every day, we're gaining new insights, we're gaining greater strength and greater discipline. We are enhancing and strengthening our determination and becoming ever more inspired and motivated to dig deep and reach high, to walk in the fullness of ourselves, and to know that that is what the foundation of our true wealth and richness actually is. Not just in working business opportunities, but in being rightly aligned in the purposes of existence, in exalting a full life's urge and consciously caring to develop oneself, cultivate one's talents, skills, and abilities towards being a blessing in life and taking responsibility to ask and to knock and to seek the greater insights and wisdom and truth that will allow us to walk in the fullness of who we are as these points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, but to be in the integrity of who we are as the hands of God, the hearts of God, the truth of God, the light of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the beauty of God, the intelligence of God, that we can rewrite it all. In realizing that there is nothing that is truly guaranteed success upon the planet except the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, the kingdoms and queendoms of God, that this is the realm of the eternal that we are already in flotation in. And where we have no commitment to qualifying for continuance in existence upon the earth or beyond the earth, where we have no commitment to light, we have no commitment to life, we have no commitment to truth, we have no commitment to the virtues of character that align us in the light of who we are, then we will never have truly lived. And that is the true travesty and tragedy as the world turns, to have so many people who've come and were not able to leave because they did not take the time while they had time to figure out what the purpose in being actually was. And they lost themselves. So in this now moment, we have the opportunity to choose life, to choose lawfulness, to choose the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the edification, by exalting the full life's urge and coming to a point and place where it really matters to us, to really matter to all. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.